1-800-447-4447.
Angels and Demons, the big release with Tom Hanks and Ron Howard directing that flick. It's actually the first Dan Brown book, but it becomes the second movie after, of course, The Da Vinci Code. We'll have a sneak preview of it and another movie as well. Other than that, there's really not much competition at the box office. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, plus sports shorts, a couple of game sevens on the ice, and what's happening in hoops. And how about baseball, checking those standings and some of the hot stories from the hoop game and anything that you can play with a ball, a bat, a racket. I don't know. Use the imagination. Also things that are happening out of the pool and in the pool. Michael Phelps, the bong man, back in the pool. It's all seriousness now. All right, some people think she should be gonged, not bonged, but Nancy Pelosi certainly was the talk of the Beltway as she jumped in front of the microphones and disputed what was being said as to her knowledge of waterboarding and the enhanced interrogation techniques. It becomes now a battle of wills between the CIA, I guess, and Pelosi. Now, remember, Leon Panetta, who I think is kind of friendly with Pelosi, is the CIA director. He's being cautious about what would be released. But I would think if I worked for the CIA, I would get tired of being called a liar and thrown under the bus at this point. So Pelosi bluntly accused them. I mean, there was no two-stepping around this, of misleading her, is what she specifically said, and others about waterboarding during Bush's reign. Escalating, of course, this controversy that includes the CIA, the White House, and the GOP, and the Dems. George Little, who was the guy who was trotted out to respond, just as a CIA spokesperson, said it's not the policy of this agency to mislead the United States Congress, but he refused to answer directly when asked about Pelosi's accusation, whether it was accurate or not. So there's a lot of interesting things happening here. Now, the CIA briefing that we're speaking about happened in the fall of 2002. According to their notes, the memo of it, or the chart they call it, that they released, she was told of enhanced interrogation techniques, but she's disputing it and saying that she didn't know that she was not told that it was being used, that it was only mentioned, and that they were not using it. But according to the CIA materials, that's not true, because they had already waterboarded many, many times Zebediah, who gave up ultimately, eventually, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind behind 9/11. So Pelosi continues, and she's going to continue, I believe, to defend what was said. She may be, because I guarantee they're going to try to feast on her in the Sunday shows, she may pop up on one of the Sunday shows, whether it's Meet the Press or George Stephanopoulos' ABC show or Bob Schieffer's show, but they'll end up vying to get Nancy Pelosi. And here's what I think. If she is completely innocent in this whole thing, which she's not, I don't believe. I think she's completely lying through her teeth, and because there's just too many stories, and that's the bottom line. It's not even a getcha thing. It's just the way it absolutely appears. She's lost her focus. Even when she was talking, she was losing her focus in trying to spin things around when the reporters were asking her about more questions about what had happened. So the bottom line is, here's what I believe. I think when you are totally getting hung out to dry, and this is me, and this might be you listening to me driving down the road or doing whatever you're doing. If somebody, aren't you like a rabid dog when somebody accuses you of something that's completely false? Don't you just want to like scream it out to everybody that it's a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of BS, da 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 da? And to me, what she did in the last couple of days leading up to this controlled news conference was tried to evade. She was evading the whole thing. And see, Congressman John Boehner from Ohio, the minority leader, he had it right. He said during the day that, you know, the Democrats want to have it both ways on waterboarding, claiming they didn't oppose it, even though they criticized it. Right? And he's right. If you knew about it, if she knew about it, she absolutely, she certainly could have criticized it, could have talked about it right then and then, there in 2002. Now, Dick Cheney has asked that the documents, all the memos, everything be released, all the stuff, and let's just clear the whole thing up, period, about what worked, what didn't work. But, of course, the CIA can't do that now because they're in the middle of a lawsuit. So he got shot down right about the time when she was in front of the microphones addressing the whole thing. And remember, she wasn't the only one. Pelosi was part of it. She was part of it, of the information that was there for the briefing, and so was Jane Harmon. She was there as well when this was going down. And anybody could ask, and I said this many times, anybody on the Hill, senator, congressman, congresswoman, etc., they can ask for briefings on whatever they want to ask. Now, what the Washington Post is saying, and they had a big screaming headline, basically, what did she know, when did she know it, because this was the, one of the parts of the story. The intelligence folks, and the intelligent folks released these documents saying that the speaker was briefed, okay, we know that, about the use of harsh interrogation tactics against Al-Qaeda prisoners. And so that pretty much contradicts her constant statements over the past 18 months, because this didn't happen this week. She's been screaming this for 18 months that she was never told that they were actually being used. So now this becomes a little bit tricky. What happens with the ethics investigations? What happens with all of that? What happens with these hearings? Does this get shoved into anything related here? And it's not even about settling it at this point. I think this is more of the gotcha stuff. And why more people aren't screaming about this, I just don't understand. Is it like a free pass for Nancy Pelosi? You might disagree. You might completely agree. But this is the Speaker of the House. She is third in line for the presidency. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. There are other things, obviously, that have happened throughout the last 24 hours that I want to make sure we jump to here on ATN, because I don't want to just constantly hammer home the same thing. I don't want this to be the Nancy Pelosi all the time show. So just a couple of quick things to catch up on other things that are happening. One, besides the Pelosi thing, there is, oh yeah, this other thing about Gitmo, and they're talking, this is another reversal, they're talking about, at this point, bringing back military tribunals. Nobody wants the detainees from their previous country, releasing them into the United States prisons. You have to think about the transportation. There's no money to do this. So Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is in a precarious position, and it looks like there is a good chance that they're going to have these revived tribunals at Gitmo. How do you like that now? 800-259-5791. Much more to come on the flip side.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The CIA briefed me only once on enhanced interrogation techniques in September 2002 in my capacity as ranking member of the Intelligence Committee. I was informed then that the Department of Justice opinions had concluded that the use of enhanced interrogation techniques were legal. The only mention of waterboarding at that briefing was that it was not being employed. Those conducting the briefing promised to inform the appropriate members of Congress if that technique were to be used in the future.
All right, so I decided to use some social networking on this question earlier in the day. And I put Spooks or the Speaker, who do you believe? And to protect the innocent, I'll only use their first name. David wrote, I believe the CIA, Nazi Pelosi can't tell the truth to save her behind. She wants to destroy the U.S. for her gain, so anything she says is a lie. And then Bob says David is 100% correct. David Faraday was correct in his analogy. Ooh, Faraday was nailed for what he said in a Dallas magazine that made national news, and CBS was aghast. They made him apologize, and he made a comment which we won't even go there. He just basically made a comment about blowing up Pelosi, let's say, that who would you rather get if you had the chance, and we'll just say her name was on the list. So we're talking a little bit about the Speaker of the House, huge story. You just heard what she had to say, and basically the CIA is not telling the truth according to Pelosi, so you may believe her. So far we haven't had any takers on that side. But if you do, you're willing to dial up, do it, man, because it's all about opinions here. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Frank in New York. Hey, Frank, thanks for the jingle. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. No, I was on my computer writing some material, and I found your comments very funny about the ethics committee with Pelosi, I was thinking that it's really an oxymoron, not only, you know, the language, but also morally, because I can't think of anyone that's more corrupt than Nancy Pelosi. However, what I will say is this, whenever the CIA does advising of, let's say, a special committee behind closed doors, they have their own retired CIA people monitor that. So everything is recorded. So they would have a record that is that would suffice as documentation as to what was said in that committee meeting. And they all have to sign out after that, that they're aware of what was discussed and everything. They may not be able to keep their classified notes in committee, but the point is, the company would have that. And if it comes to legal litigation, I think she's going to be up for perjury as well as other things. If the CIA is correct in saying that they did brief her in time. And I wanted to say this, too, that when the Abu Ghraib abuse came out in 2004, and I remember when Andy Warhol's museum in Pittsburgh did the first art show where they actually had photographs from the New Yorker of the abuse at Abu Ghraib. And then they had people, you could write a comment about it, what you thought of it as an American citizen or as an artist. The waterboard technique was well known and documented by Seymour Hersh back then. So if I knew about waterboarding in September of 2004, Nancy Pelosi would have had to know about it at that time, or she's totally, unaware of what's happening in the media. Because it was all over the media, and to say that she only knew about it in September of 2007, I know is false. Because I knew about it, as did a number of the Quaker groups that were supporting action against the U.S. terrorism that was being done, torture and terrorism against, the people at Abu Ghraib and at the Guantanamo. Because I remember writing a minute for a committee on social justice in November of 2005, regarding that. So this notion I find really funny and humorous, and I think maybe they should get Nancy Pelosi. Now, Harman has a lot of problems with the AIPAC bribing her in Israel regarding providing classified information that has been documented all over the world media. So Harman is really unbelievable and has no credibility whatsoever. In fact, she may be brought up on espionage charges regarding that thing with Israel. So the point is Pelosi is equally morally bankrupt. And when people wanted to impeach Bush and Cheney for getting us into war under false pretenses, she did everything saying it's off the table. So I think Nancy Pelosi should be brought to trial, and her husband's profiting regarding Homeland Security and the bailout to the tune of over $200 million personally with his private firm. Another questionable thing should be brought to trial as well in California, and they should really be stripped of their assets. I really mean it. She represents the mistress of corruption, and she proves that women and men are equal now. When you're in the Congress or the Senate, you both have equal chance and equal opportunity to be corrupt. And that's one thing that her election has sort of demonstrated as well. She's as corrupt and mendacious as any man. That's ever been in, the Senate or the House of Representatives or in government. And the same thing with Condi Rice. Condi Rice has proven that women can be as bloodthirsty and vicious as any man, and they also have no attuned gift with understanding justice and being peaceful compared to men because of their gender. She has proven that with her illegal and unconstitutional wars that she orchestrated and perpetuated and supported in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's all I want to say.
All right. Thanks for the call, Frank. It's interesting. I'm going to talk about a couple of the things that you said. One, I'm going to veer off in a different direction about the Condi Rice thing, because I can't go there with you with Condi Rice. I don't I think she made some mistakes, but I'm not saying that she was the one who pushed against the door so hard for Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, let's face it, she was the foot soldier for George Bush anyway, and I think she did some things right, and she had many, many blunders on her watch. And comparing the two of them, I get where you're going with that, but I think that I wouldn't compare them. I wouldn't put them in the same category, I guess. In the case of Nancy Pelosi, though, you're right. It's raw corruption, and I get that feeling from Pelosi and for some reason, man, it's she has so many backers. She does. And there's the Nancy Pelosi you see on crazy shows like The View, the estrogen-laden show The View, where they started talking about politics on that show. I was like, wow. And she's been on that show, and everybody falls all over Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, the bottom line is, no doubt there are many skeletons that could dance out of her closet. You brought up one with her husband, of course, the big developer in California, and no one ever seems to bring that up. Every once in a while, there'll be a story that crops up with some news agency and thrown on some wire, but it is odd because he is profiteering from the stimulus. There's no doubt about it, but yet nobody says anything at all. Now, if this is pushed harder with the CIA memos being and her being briefed, then you're right. They should have her dead to right. But I think that she somehow is going to get a pass on this whole thing. You know, if you're asking me to comment on whether she'll get a pass, I'm going to say if I was pressed, I think she's going to get a pass because somehow, some way, there won't be a hearing that she's called to. There will be some mystery, something else shrouded in mystery, or some other way to dismiss this. And you're right, they do tape things. They do have the record. I talked about that before. I've talked about this waterboarding thing for ad nauseum forever. We had Janice Karpinski on a show I did 3 years ago talking about the things that happened at Abu Ghraib. And I'll tell you, if they just would rip open this Pandora's box, man, I think amazing things would fly out of it. Got a quick email here from Jake, and Jake says, hey, you made the reference to David Faraday. What specifically did he say? Okay, so I'll tell you what he said. He said, and he's a golf, funny guy, golf commentator for CBS. He said, from my own experience visiting the troops in the Middle East, I can tell you that despite how the conflict has been portrayed by our media, if you gave any U.S. soldier a gun with two bullets in it and he found himself in an elevator with Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, or Osama bin Laden, you know where I'm going with this, there's a good chance that Nancy Pelosi would get shot twice. Harry Reid and bin Laden would be strangled to death. And then he came out and apologized to her and apologized to everybody else that he mentioned, and he was just blasted for his comments. Media Matters just flambéed him all over the place. And he was being sarcastic, and he was writing this for a Dallas magazine. So anyway, that's the reference to the Facebook comment about David Faraday. So now you're up to speed. Nancy Pelosi, should she be gone? Should she be brought up on fraud charges? I'm saying that as furious as many people are for the doublespeak with Nancy Pelosi, I truly believe she gets a free pass. That's why we've got a dungeon for her next on America Tonight.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Look into this thing. We're going to bring her to the forefront of it, and we need to look forward, not backward. I'm totally opposed to a truth commission. We're not going to put any more CIA agents in jeopardy. They were doing what they were told to do under the law, and we need to move forward, and the critics need to be held accountable for what they know. If it is a crime, she was part of it. You can't have it both ways. You can't come and tell me about techniques. Number one, that ought to prove to anybody that they're not trying to commit a crime. If you were trying to commit a crime, would you go tell your political opponent about it?
I hear you.
They were trying to find ways to defend this nation while right after 9/11, thinking another attack was on the way.
No,
this just really bothers me that somebody in a responsible position would have four different stories trying to blame the past administration, won't accept responsibility for what she knew and when she knew it. Let's move forward, put this behind us. We got new laws in place. And let's go forward and find out how to win this war within our value system.
All right, that was Senator Lindsey Graham. You could tell he was a little bit unplugged, not happy with Nancy Pelosi. He's right, four different stories, and ultimately she's the one that was waving the flag for we need these hearings, this is ridiculous, blah, 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 about the interrogation memos when they were released. And now here she is. In 2002, she was briefed. CIA says that they mentioned that specifically the briefing was on enhanced interrogation techniques. And she says, no, that's not correct, and she was not aware of the waterboarding. So someone's lying. Geez, who do you think it is? 800-259-5791. Joe in Connecticut listening to us on WSTC. Hey, Joe.
Okay, good evening. All right, I want to... First of all, somebody brought up a good point, that Jane Harmon. That is a real scandal. That
it is.
Big-time scandal, and it'll quietly fade away. And back to Nancy Pelosi. Now, okay, you know by now I'm a third-party guy. I support Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan. Okay.
Yep.
Look, Nancy Pelosi's being demonized, okay? Her, Harry Reid, that's all. The people we should be demonizing is George W. Bush. Somehow he seems to be escape, you know, my God. The man should have been impeached.
Yeah, but anyhow, Joe, let me stop you there, though. But you can't think that Pelosi isn't complicit in this nonsense with the briefing. She knew, so she's screaming, rattling the pots and pans.
Okay, you know, here's where we get into this. Who said what when? Who knew what when? Blah, blah, blah. She was in the minority at that point in time when she got the briefing. What power did she have? She knew she didn't. At this point, who cares anymore? It's just like George W. Bush with their weapons of mass destruction. Well, who cares? Yeah, at what point is it over?
Okay.
I get. But anyhow, you know what the real story should be? The House just approved $94 billion more for the wars.
That's right.
Why isn't that a major story? 6 years later, here we are, billions of dollars. Where's this money coming from? It's either we're going to borrow it or print it. That should be the story. Now, you have to ask the question, who decides what the news is? It's always some silly who said what when. Nancy Pelosi's going to resign. We can forget about that. Her husband's corrupt. Oh, how surprising. Somebody has a corrupt spouse in politics. Oh, I'm shocked. I mean, okay, you know, you've been around the block enough.
I know. Listen, we did talk about this. We did talk about the $97 billion. I mentioned it the other day. In fact, when I was going off the air on our last show, I said, this is huge. And it is if you go to any of the websites. It's on the websites, but you're right. But you can't help but not talk about Pelosi because she's so smug. And you're right. It is more of the he said, she said, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you're right.
See, that's your take on it. She's smug. I mean, you know.
And
I think George Bush was smug. Well, George Bush was
I'm not comparing all the former administration people, the former president, all the way down the line.
Why is the media so focused on this story like a dog with a bone? Like I say, they should be ranting and raving about the billion for this. For what the hell are we doing over there?
Well, okay, you know what? I agree with you on the money. It's ridiculous because we do not have that money. So there's $96.7 billion. I mentioned it the other day. You had 51 Dems that broke with Obama, and now they're sending thousands more, 30,000 more by the fall in Afghanistan. So you look at that money, and at the same time, it was, I think, Obama today that said, geez, we got to really be concerned here because we're not going to be able to borrow money anymore from the Chinese. People are going to get tired of us borrowing money. Well, no kidding. But yet we keep spending it. We keep spending it on all these things, including the war. You're right. Absolutely. I won't dispute that. Absolutely.
All right.
I agree.
Have a good
All right. Thanks.
All
bye-bye. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Good call, Joe. He always has points that he likes to make. And the one thing that I agree with him on, and it's similar because he's right, he's called a lot about the third party, and I, of course, think there should be another party, too. And I was a big Ron Paul supporter as well, and because I liked some of the ideas that he was throwing out there. At least it was new, and he had backup for it. And he was just armed with the facts, and he knew he had all his ducks in a row when he was talking about a lot of different things that we see are coming to fruition that he had talked about many times. But you can't ignore the Pelosi thing because, again, it's true, Joe. She was smug, arrogant, nailing people, trying to nail everybody else, and this is her comeuppance. And she's the House Speaker. So it is a big story because she's third in line for the presidency. she should be gone. But I don't think she's going to be gone. I disagree. I don't think she's going to resign. I don't think so. I don't think she's going to resign. I don't think they're going to have her have to talk more about this in some kind of hearing or whatever. I'd be stunned. I mean, they'd have to have so much on her that I'm thinking that this somehow this thing is going to go away for her, or they're going to try to make it go away for her. You heard what Lindsey Graham said there and how upset he was, and talked about how there was the different stories and that she, you know, basically that Pelosi is lying, and yet nothing has happened. So you don't want to ignore the story, because if she needs to be gotten, she needs to be gone, she needs to be gone. It's too big of a spot. You need somebody else in there, and then that becomes an interesting question. Maybe that's the other thing that we should be talking about. And as for the money being spent on Afghanistan, there's going to be no pullout there. There's more troops going into Afghanistan. What happens in Pakistan? No boots on the ground so far. What happens to Baghdad after all these years, all this investment, all this money, all this, the human side of it, the loss of life and the people coming back missing limbs. And we saw that horrific thing that happened earlier in the week with Sergeant John M. Russell, who was a career military guy for 16 years, stressed beyond belief, blows away five people because tour after tour after tour after tour, he was wound so tight, and ultimately, you know, he snapped because something was being threatened and they took his gun away and he figured he was out of the military. And that's a whole nother discussion that we've been talking about here on America Tonight. Hey, coming up on the show, we will lighten the load. We've got birthdays, this day in history, and news you can abuse. There was one story we already used from News You Can Abuse, and that was the story about the cop who was a fake cop and pulled over a real cop in Surprise, Arizona. I thought it was so much the blunder of the day. It was ridiculous what happened there. Absolutely. That he had no clue. He was pulling over a cop. Give me a break, man. Also, in the effort to let you hear a little bit about one of the big movies coming out that should be a blockbuster, Angels and Demons, we'll let you hear a little slice of that. Ron Howard, talk about controversy, has been taking a lot of hits from the Catholic Church for the what that movie's about. And again, it's more about the Catholic Church and tenets of the church and the whole Mary Magdalene thing and blah, blah, blah. And I think he battles back pretty well from some of the comments that I've seen. But there's some heavy religious politics that went on as a result of now this second movie. So how about that? And I said this earlier, but it's worth mentioning again. The Daily Salute really should go to this Army soldier, 60 years old, and serving, deciding to re-enlist after 9/11. He was a Vietnam vet, and he was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq. Sad story. Major Stephen Hutchinson, he's the oldest member of anybody in the military, any of the service branches, killed since the wars broke out. And as I said, his brother mentioned that he re-enlisted after 9/11, after the terror attacks and the death of his wife, of course. And he was very devoted to the whole service idea and obviously his country. So he was killed on Sunday, and they've just now released his name. Sad story there, but he did what he felt he should do in service of his country. And see, that's the other side of this whole war thing that's so awful. I worry about, and I've said this now many, many times, I worry about the outcome of Baghdad. You go from the Purple Thumbs, you go from Saddam Hussein, of course, being tried and ultimately hung. Then you go to what? What's next? You have this Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who gets named as one of the 100 most influential people in Time magazine. But this is the same guy who told the Washington Post he didn't want the gig. He wanted to not be the prime minister, but he had to stay. But he really didn't want it. So that makes me think, how strong of a leader is he really going to be with this new military they have? And, of course, the police force over there. So now we have this human investment and, of course, the financial investment. And maybe it's all for naught. if chaos ensues once the Americans and the others leave. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sunday's show here on America Tonight. Oh, we have a great guest, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Policy Control. If you know anything about Gaffney, you probably may have seen him. He's been on Hardball a zillion times on Fox. I mean, he pops up all over the place. And Gaffney served in government, certainly at some of the highest levels. And he's got some interesting thoughts on all of what's happening as far as Gitmo. He toured Gitmo. And we'll talk to him about that and the photographs and the memos and the wars and Pakistan. And he's just a terrific, terrific guest. And that's on Sunday night. Speaking of Sunday, of course, like everybody else, I watch the Sunday morning shows. What I do is tape it and then I see who the guests are. The show that I used to watch all the time was Russert's Meet the Press. Very sad when Tim Russert died, and he just was so connected in Washington that he seemed to get the best guests. He had everybody, you know, from policymakers to people who were getting skewered, and then he had a way of skewering them himself. He had people from both parties and the third party, meaning Ralph Nader, and Ron Paul he had on. He had lots of people on. And I thought he was just a great interviewer. So it was tough to replace him. And ultimately, what happened after Tom Brokaw bridged the gap, David Gregory got the job. He became the moderator. And since he's been the moderator, now it is dipped below that show, the 3 million viewer mark for the first time since August of 2007. Meet the Press averaged 2.97 million total viewers for their May 10th broadcast, and that one had Afghanistan's President Karzai on and the Pakistan President Zardari was on as well. CBS's Face the Nation, check this out. We have to have him on the show. He's interesting to talk to. But Bob Schieffer was on, and he had Dick Cheney on. And that show averaged 2.74 million. ABC, which is the Stephanopoulos show, that averaged 2.62. And I'm just talking about comparing last week. So, obviously, number one is still Meet the Press, but they're barely hanging on because Meet the Press is down 28% in total viewers. Face the Nation up 17%, and this week is up 4%. Meanwhile, Fox News Sunday is also up 14% as well. So people, I think people watch the Sunday shows. I don't know. Do you watch the Sunday shows? Get the Sunday paper, watch the Sunday shows. You might be one of those people. I know I do it. I like to, like I said, I like to see who's on the shows. All right, Pete, my pal Pete is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Love those Michiganders on WKMI. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling us, Pete.
Well, I got one word that characterizes Nancy Pelosi.
What is it?
Supercilious. Have a great day. Grab the brass ring. Thanks
all right,
for taking
Pete.
My call.
Pete, thanks for the call. He always has those great one-liners when he calls. I love it. You're not a Pelosi fan, obviously, either. And Pelosi, I don't think, though, Pete, sadly, I'm disagreeing with a lot of people who called that thought she would be forced to resign or they'd come after her for fraud and whatever. I don't think so. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if there's something else to – if there's something – hardcore they can nail her on besides this talking out of both sides of her mouth, but I don't think so. I think that there's going to be more coverage of it and some more fallout of it, but I think she gets away with it. I do think so. So if you watch the Sunday shows, I'm curious which one you watch. Hey, Matt, do you watch the Sunday shows or no? You're still catching some Z's.
Usually asleep for the most part. I do catch highlights of them, and obviously working on this show, I get to see tons of highlights when we get
right,
together,
we do it.
You know, and do clips and stuff. And then also they replay them at night sometimes too. So I'll usually catch, you know, Meet the Press is an old time favorite of mine when Ruster was on there. So mm-hmm. I'm just kind of trained in on that, but I don't really watch tons of them, I guess.
Yeah, Meet the Press, he really built that show up. He had done it for like 15 years, and he just, it's, what do you do when you replace a legend? How do you replace a legend guy? And it was tough. I think it was tough for NBC to decide who they were going to put in there. And, you know, again, ultimately, how do you replace a guy who has a very unique style? I think he equally went after Democrats or Republicans or whoever. At least I got that feeling whenever they were on the show, it didn't matter. And plus, people wanted to come on his show. I mean, he was the Sunday morning TV king. There's no question about that. And he was doing too much. He was doing that Washington Bureau and everything else in between. But now Stephanopoulos is starting to gain some ground. And I think they're getting better guests on that ABC show, too. If you're a political junkie like I am, then you're watching all kinds of stuff anyway. And the Fox show is actually pretty good because they also have good guests on the Fox Sunday show. And sometimes, you know, what happens on that show is Wallace will get into it with them. And I like that. I like that he's not afraid to question. Like, remember, I'll tell you, the one that was really saucy is when he had Bill Clinton on, and Bill Clinton just went nuts on him. I can't even remember the question he asked him now. But Bill Clinton, went just crazy on him, saying, you people, and this is what you do, and da-da-da-da, meaning Fox. And it was a fascinating piece, a fascinating clip that was circulated for a very, very long time. All right, coming up on America Tonight, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, I wasn't going to really give a bunch of details about it, but since I know we've got people listening, I want to make sure that I hit this pretty hard. In the next week or so, I'll reveal more details of this, but we're going to give away, and I have it. I have it sitting right here in front of me. I've got a GPS system, brand spanking new, baby. GPS and a backup camera, and we're going to give it away. So if you win it, boom, it goes in the mail the next day, out to you. And in the meantime, I'm also giving away books related to this. And you have a chance to win that. And what it is we're going to do an ultimate trivia question. And it could involve politics, sports, or just current events. It's not going to be like it's Jeopardy and I'm Alex Trebek and I'm going to ask these ridiculous categories of you that you can't answer. Ultimately, what it will come down to is, to qualify, you just have to get one of the questions right, and then we'll do an ultimate trivia contest, and that will be, I want to say, on the 28th of May. So just remember this in your mind, the 28th of May, but leading up to it, we'll have questions that will qualify people to compete in that. And the cool thing is, I mean, the system is awesome with the backup camera. I have a GPS system. Now, I was, like, reluctant to get it. I'm not, like, a big technology person, I guess. In some ways, I am. But in other ways, I'm resistant to it. And I thought, do I want really the GPS deal? But I ended up getting one, and it's been great. It's been great. It wasn't great at first, but then I got used to it. I got the British voice, the chick with the British voice going on, and it's helped me a couple of times when I've been lost. Now, I don't have the backup camera, so this unit that we're giving away also has the very cool backup camera, too. And it's a great, great system. Of course, I haven't opened it, but I was looking at it, and I was looking at what it offers, so we'll give that away, like I said, on the 28th of May. So you come back from your little three-day weekend, you have a shortened week, and maybe you win this prize. If not, you're going to win a book anyway, so you'll walk away with something, certainly. And it's trivia questions. They won't be super, super tough, but either from current events, politics, or sports. Yeah. Right now we have our team working on those research questions. They've been researching it now for a couple of weeks. So you might want to brush up. Just a little hint there.